Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Six defensive backs. Watch for Edelman here. Third and goal at the three. They come from the side. Caught for the touchdown. Edelman!
That was the call on CBS yesterday from Foxborough for the New England Patriots' second quarter touchdown that made it 20-0 Patriots. The Pats then went on to beat the New York Jets 30-14 and improved to 3-0 on the season. It followed a week of off-field drama for the Patriots involving their now-released wide receiver Antonio Brown. To analyze the game yesterday and what's going on with the Pats, we're joined this morning by ESPN football writer Mike Reese, who's in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
So the Patriots, first the game. The Patriots easily beat the Jets yesterday, but it was a Jets team without some key players due to injury and illness.
That's right. It wasn't a very competitive effort from the Jets. They were without their quarterback, Sam Darnold, so they were playing actually with their third-unit quarterback, and they were missing their quarterback of the defense, C.J. Mosley, a linebacker. So the Patriots did what they had to do against a team that didn't have their best players.
So was it a satisfying win from the professional football Pats point of view?
It was, in the sense of it's never easy to win in the league, even though the Patriots always make it look easy. The Patriots had some injuries themselves, and they had to adjust after releasing Antonio Brown on Friday.
Patriots were clearly their best on defense. The Pats defense hasn't given up a touchdown since the AFC Championship game last year. The Jets' touchdowns yesterday were scored by their defense and special teams. What's the Pats defense doing so well?
Well, the player to focus on is Jamie Collins. He was actually a member of the Patriots for four seasons, starting in 2013. He left to go to the Cleveland Browns, and he came back this year, and he's a different player, Bob. He had seven tackles, two sacks, and a pass deflection in this game, and I would say he might be playing as well as any defensive player in the entire National Football League.
Think the Pats can keep this up?
They can keep it up, but I will say the competition is going to get better. The first three teams they've played, the Steelers, Dolphins, and the Jets, are not three of the better teams in the NFL.
All right, we're going to talk about the next team the Pats play, the Bills, in just a moment, but first, the Pats offense. Most of the scoring yesterday came in the first half of the game, but wide receiver Julian Edelman left with a chest injury, and it seemed like the Pats' offense slowed down after that.
It certainly did. I mean, they were winning 20-0 early in the second quarter, and the offense looked different after that. Julian Edelman, just for an update, Bob, when he got landed on by a 300-pound defensive tackle. that never feels good, right?
Ouch.
And he reached for the area of his right ribs, and I'm told that initial x-rays were negative, but he is going to undergo further tests today. And he's obviously in some pain.
Might be a crack.
It could be, and they'll have to keep an eye on that because he's such a vital part of what they do.
All right, now the Bills. Pats on the road next weekend to take on the undefeated Buffalo Bills. Could be more of a challenging, more competitive match than the first three games.
It really should be, and a big part of that is going to be the environment, Bob. They've played the first, of their three games, they played two at home, which is obviously a friendly environment, and down in Miami last weekend was basically like a home game because they have so many Patriots fans in South Florida. So the Patriots are going into an environment that they haven't been in this year, and we'll see how they respond.
All right, now to Antonio Brown. Clearly, Pats head coach Bill Belichick still doesn't want to talk about the 11 days that Brown was with the team and with the rape and sexual misconduct allegations that came up after he arrived. But the players have had a few comments. What's the mood of the team seem to be over what happened with Antonio Brown?
And we talked to some players after the game about it, and they said, look, this is above our pay grade. They really enjoyed having him as a football player, Bob. Like, he is outstanding in terms of the actual football. This goes beyond the football. What he did was obviously not acceptable to the organization. And what crossed the line, as I understand it, was these text messages that he sent to one woman who has accused him of sexual misconduct. And the fact that he sent those text messages as a member of the Patriots was what was different to the organization this time to release him than some of the other issues that he was dealing with that happened before he was a member of the Patriots.
Well, it seems like he might be around for some time, at least legally, because ESPN is reporting he might file a grievance.
That's right. He's looking to get his signing bonus money. The Patriots agreed to pay him a $9 million signing bonus, but they deferred the payment. $5 million was due actually today, and another $4 million was due in January. The team is going to say, look, we're not going to pay that because you didn't fully disclose all these things that were going on with you. Antonio Brown's going to fight for that, and there will be lawyers and Players Association getting involved with that.
All right, we'll see what comes next. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here at WBUR. Good to see you this morning.
Great to see you, too. Thanks, Bob.